ఇంట్లో శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 8 వర్స్ 9 జయాసురం భావంతమాత్మన సమం మనో దర్శన సంఖ్య విదిస ఉత్తేజితాత్మన ఉత్పత్తి స్థిత తద్దీయ అంతస్య మహత్ సమర్హనం జయే జస్ట్ గివ్ అప్ ఆసురం డెమోనియక్ భావం tendency imam this swam you my dear father atmana of yourself samam equal mana the mind tasva ek na not santi are vidvisa enemies rite accept ajitat uncontrolled atmana mind utpate on the mistaken path of undesirable tendencies sthitat being situated tati that mentality indeed anantasya the unlimited lord mahat the best samarhanam method of worship translation backward the sloka before that saiswara kala gurukramasa ఓజసా సత్వ బలేంద్రియాత్మ సయేవ విశ్వం పరమస్వ శక్తి సృజతవతి అతి గుణ ప్రయేష ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ ఇస్ ది సుప్రీం కంట్రోలర్ అండ్ టైమ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ ఈజ్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్సెస్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ and the vital force of the senses. His influence is unlimited. He is the best of all living entities, the controller of the three modes of material nature. By his own power, he creates this cosmic manifestation, maintains it and annihilates it also. Since the material world is being moved by the three material modes, and since the Lord is their master, the Lord can create, maintain and destroy the material world. Today's sloka. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear father, please give up your demoniac mentality. Do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. Make your mind equipoised towards everyone. Except for the uncontrolled, misguided mind, there is no enemy within this world. When one sees everyone on the platform of equality, one then comes to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly. Repeat. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear father, please give up your demoniac mentality. Do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. Make your mind equipoised toward everyone. Except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind, there is no enemy within this world. When one sees everyone on the platform of equality, one then come to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly. But unless one is able to fix the mind at the lotus feet of the Lord, the mind is impossible to control. As Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chanchalaye Mana Krishna பிரமாதி பலவத்ருடம் தஸ்யாம் நிகரம் மன்னே வாயோருவா சுதுஷ்கரம். பட் மைண்ட் இஸ் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ், டர்புலன்ட், ஆப்ஸ்டினேட் அண்ட் வெரி ஸ்ட்ராங். ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, அண்ட் டு சப்யூ இட், இட் சீம்ஸ் டு மீ இஸ் மோர் டிஃபிகல்ட் தேன் கண்ட்ரோலிங் தி விண்ட். The only bona fide process for controlling the mind is to fix the mind by service to the Lord. We create enemies and friends according to the dictations of the mind, but actually there are no enemies and friends. Pandita Samadarsana Samat Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. To understand this is the preliminary condition for entering into the kingdom of devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Palakaya Chakshur Kundalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Toyam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Swaparantakam ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கோர பக்தருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே. So we are reading this part of seventh canto. Hiranyakashipu was intolerant of Prahlad Maharaj, who was his son only. He was also near child, so nobody, we all have experience, nobody will have enmity with the children. The children are innocent and simple. They don't have any real scheming and plotting in their hearts, that they are not mature. And no father will generally hate his son, because that is the closest relation in the material world. The father and the parents' relation with the child, that is the best relation. No mother will think ill, think inauspicious for her children. Although children may be very bad, but no mother will think that something bad should happen to the child. And here Prahlad Maharaj, he was not a bad child, and Prahlad Maharaj on the other hand was decorated with all the good qualities. Here he is not challenging his father. Hate the sin, not the sinner. That's the mentality of a gentleman. A gentleman, he will not see people as bad. He says that people are basically good, but somehow, under the influence of the mind, which is made of three modes of material nature, people have negative feelings like greed, lust, anger, envy, jealous, and hatred, kama, krodha, lobha, madha, moha, mastarya. So this is not the nature of the soul. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna, the Lord. So there is nothing like bad soul and a good soul. The soul in everybody is good, right? The soul in everybody is good. So there is nothing like good person or bad person. Because everyone is part and parcel of God. Only thing is covered. The divinity, the spiritual nature is covered to various degrees. Dhumena vete vahir yadadarse malenacha yadolvena vete garbha tadatena damavritam avritam jnana metena jnanina nitya vahirna. So in the third chapter, Krishna is saying the only enemy is the kama yesha, krodha yesha, rajoguna samudva, rajoguna. So, a gentleman, generally a devotee is expected to be a gentleman. There is a difference between a person in the mode of goodness, a person who is a devotee. Devotee is on the spiritual, is supposed to be, a devotee is on the spiritual platform, whereas a person, a good person, is in the mode of goodness. So, mode of goodness can also be contaminated because there is always a competition between the modes of material nature. At the 13th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, Rajotamasya vibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata, like that. So sometimes the tamoguna may be prominent, sometimes the rajoguna may be prominent, sometimes the sattvaguna is prominent. So until we are fixed in the spiritual nature, there is always a chance that we become contaminated. That's why in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that without Without being situated in spiritual life, there is no possibility that we can remain peaceful, we can be friendly to everybody. As long as we discriminate between my people and outsiders, our friends and enemies, where this discrimination will react under that influence, then we are not become devotee. So here we are saying Hiranyakashipu was the father, he became completely intolerant, inimical. He could not tolerate the presence of his son, Prahlad Maharaj. and he personally wanted to kill his son Prahlad because he became so upset, angry, frustrated. He wanted to kill his son because no one challenged him till that time. Till Prahlad Maharaj, his own son, stood up. Prahlad was also not talking in a challenging way. He was saying, "My dear father." The father was very angry. But Prahlad was peacefully talking. He was making an appeal. "My dear father, please give up your demoniac mentality." So, all of us want to be happy, and we want to become happy by adjusting things. Like, you don't like this temple, you think maybe if I go to another temple, but your dirty mind is still following you. Sometimes we have disagreements and we think, "I will leave this place and go somewhere else." But your mind is following you. If you can leave your mind and go, that is not problem. Go with your mind. Wherever you go, if your mind is not trained, if your mind is not evolved, if you are not effaced in your mind, mind is material, intelligence is material, and wherever you go, we like some things, we don't like some things. So devotee means you will take a humble stand, you will believe in the protection of the Lord, the Prahlad. Prahlad was not defensive. Prahlad was dependent on the protection of the Lord. He is not afraid of the power of Hiranyakashipu, the terror of Hiranyakashipu. Why is it like that? Because devotee knows that not even a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. That's why whenever how devotees deal in a situation of conflict, in a situation of differences, a devotee will coolly, reasonably, will speak. After that also, if the problem is there, devotee will say, "Lord wants it this way. The Lord wants it this way." And just like the Pandavas, Prahlad, Haridas Thakur, they all went through so much opposition. But they did not defend themselves. They depended on the Lord. That is a devotee. When things are out of control, a devotee will see that this is the arrangement of the Lord. There is no blame game. The devotee will try to help. At least he will not blame others. Injustice, this and that. Because nothing happens without the sanction of the Lord. That's why a devotee, he will do his job and he will be patient, he will be tolerant, he will be forgiving, and then wait for the directions of the Lord. Anyway, here Prahlad Maharaj is appealing to his father, please give up your demoniac mentality. So whenever we are upset with others, whenever we become angry with others, actually we become disturbed. You cannot do anything to the other person when you are upset or angry with the other person. Actually, your mind becomes illusion. Your mind becomes agitated. So you lose peace of mind. You lose your composure. You lose your equanimity. The three things here. People want to live peacefully and comfortably in this world without changing the outside situations. The Bhagavad Gita says three things which we read at the end of the fifth chapter. Bhaktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Jnatvamam Shantam Rishyati. Outside world, anything can happen. Anything may be happening because you cannot do anything about that. Like we sometimes say, if someone is unnecessarily criticizing you, unnecessarily, but how are you going to stop him? He's going to go there, talk about you, he's going to go there, talk about you. Or you can just go there and go there. And then we will begin to talk about you. Or then we will do this. Because we are also not right, we become disturbed and go after people. But if you are a devotee, if people are saying something about me, I should examine. Maybe I may need some corrections. Or if you think you are all right, alright, Krishna has some plan. And if I am good, I will continue to remain good. So let people may talk. We have seen in the lives of Tukaram, Mirabai, Surdas. Many disturbances came. And they did not say, I am a very pure person, you know. I am a very great person. They did not say. They were ready to go through the situation and they became vindicated. Vindicated means they came out unscathed because they are really good. So many scandals, many scams were put on them and they went through that. Not like that simple story, I will tell that and stop. Prabhupada has told the story about what is the nature of a saintly person. If you are self-realized, if you are actually on a spiritual platform, so one sadhu was sitting on the banks of a lake and from the tree scorpion fell down in the waters. And then the scorpion is dying, drowning in the waters. And this guy, this Swami, let me just save this creature. It is happening in front of his eyes. So you want to just take it out, throw it on the bank. And the scorpion gave him a sting, big day person, so immediately had a pain. And then the scorpion fell again. And again he could not, he tried again, but it happened for three times. And then one man going from there, he said, Why he is trying to save the scorpion? The scorpion is always bite. Its nature is to sting. So he said, what are you doing? Then, because the sadhu has got realization, he said, see, the nature of the scorpion is to bite, sting. And I was considering myself a sadhu. If an insect will not give up its nature, as a sadhu, the ornament of a sadhu is compassion, kindness, because it is just stinging me, why should I give up my nature? So, that means, although you are tested, but his kindness, that means he is really a spiritual person. So the point is, in this world, whenever you think you are a sadhu, whenever you think you are all right, there will always be a test. Without a test, how can you say that you are qualified? So Prabhupada said, devotees have to be ready. If you are a small devotee, you will get small tests. If you are a bigger devotee, you will get bigger tests. Big things. But if you are a devotee, you will not be disturbed. So in this material world, a devotee has to go through so many things. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trunadapi sunichena tarvari vasayishna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadari. Who will chant uninterruptedly? Who will not become, because if you are disturbed, your chanting will stop. And your mind is agitated, so your mind is diverted. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we are trying to come to a state where you want to become immune to any outside disturbances. That's why here Prahlad Maharaj said, there are no disturbances outside, because the nature of the world is disturbances. Samsara dava nalulinda loka. Krishna Chakra Thakur is using word Dhavanana, with little things. Why did he call me like this? Simple things we are disturbed. But Dhavanala. Dhavanala means you are right in the fire. Like Bhishma Dev, was the bed of arrows all over the body. Deeply seated arrows. But you don't see Bhishma Dev wailing and howling, I am unable to tolerate my pain. No. He was a Mahajan. So he transcended the body. And with all that situation, he was nicely reciting Vishnu Sahasranam. He was talking about, he was giving discourses on Dharma, as though he comfortably situated. That means Bhishma Dev proved himself that he is not on bodily platform. So we have to be prepared whenever we are chanting nicely, whenever doing seva nicely, thinking that I am a devotee. So, because false ego is a very subtle thing. False ego, the last thing to go. You may give up tea and coffee. You may give up this and that. All regulative principles you may follow. And you may be doing your sadhana also nicely. You may be doing your seva. That's good. But if the deep-seated false ego is the subtle thing. That's why it says, Bhuvir, Apo, Analo, Vayu, Kam, Mano, Buddhirevacha. So ego is the last thing to go. So, and it is where we are hurt. Whenever something is said which you don't like, immediately it will pinch. Because we are living so nicely, still if somebody insults us, we don't see that Krishna is touching it. He is there. Just like when you cook rice, you test, is it cooked properly? So similarly, we are all trying to become devotees. Who is going to test? Krishna is going to test. So, that means a devotee is not agitated, a devotee is not disturbed. A devotee is always a well-wisher. A devotee, it's not that he will bless some people, he will not bless some people. By nature, a devotee, sarvabhuta hitarata. A devotee always, suppose somebody is in a very bad person, but is in a very good situation. You are a very good person, but you are in a bad situation. So whenever you see such a person, you think, oh, this man has done something good. What will we read? Vaishnava is paradukha dukhi parasukha sukhi. And people who are non-devotees, they are paradukha sukhi and parasukha dukhi. Whereas the Vaishnava is a sympathizer, paradukha dukhi. If people are unhappy, the Vaishnava is also not happy. How can I? If somebody is happy, materially or whatever, still very good. At least he's having a comfortable, good life. I may not have it. So, the point is, it's a long way to become a devotee. Devotee is just next to perfection. Is there any status more than a devotee in this world? What is the highest status a human being can achieve? To become a devotee of the Lord. There's nothing more than that. So, let's say it is expected that a devotee, people have to learn from the devotees. Best traits, the qualities. If you want to learn, where you have to go and learn? You have to go to a devotee and learn. The devotee is cultivating, devotee is aware of the qualities of the soul, the 26 qualities of the soul. So, the conclusion is, as long as we are not a devotee, we are subjected to disturbances. Whenever you are disturbed, instead of looking outside what is at fault, I have not become a devotee so far. Because a devotee's happiness is not dependent on outside situations. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakanchati Samasarvesh Bhuteshu Madbhakti Mulabhate Param. At least, if you don't give up chanting, whenever any difficulty, you simply take more shelter of Krishna. Instead of fighting for yourself, take more shelter of, just like Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dhrandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any questions?